It has out of hickory wood. After you got the fire belt, you'd put ashes on the wood so it would smoke, not burn. And maybe every half hour or so, you'd look in and see that it wasn't burning, it just smoking. Mm-hmm. If it was burning, then you'd go and put some more ashes on. You'd smoke that meat for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
From there on, it would keep itself. And you had your hams and shoulders all cured.
Well, the salt wasn't enough to make it keep then. You needed the smoke also.
No, you'd have to smoke it to keep the bugs out.
Oh.
The smoke would keep the bugs out.
I see.
And the salt would preserve it. Today you go in and they say they've got sugar cured smoked ham in the restaurant, especially down south.
Uh-huh.
And that's what that did. That put the flavor into it, but the smoke put a coating on the outside that kept the bugs out of it.
Oh, I never knew what the smoke was for, you know.
That's what it's for.
It also seasoned it.
It also seasoned it to a certain extent.
Yeah, it makes it.
It has
nice
a hickory
flavor.
Taste, mm-hmm. from that hickory wood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the main thing on the butchering. Of course, when you get your sausage stuffed and get your hams put away, then in the afternoon, start to render your lard. Of course, you did that outside over an open fire in the kittles. And you take a good man that knows what he's doing with rendering the lard. He knew just when it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to take it off at a certain time. Or if you get it the least bit too hot, it will get strong. It won't keep.
Oh.
And if you get it just a shade hotter than that, it'll turn a little brown.
Mm.
But if you get it just at the right temperature and at the right time and take the kettle off of the fire, your lard will be nice and white till it's gone and it won't get strong. However, then you have to put that in your lard press and press the lard out of the pieces of meat that's been cut up or pieces of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And we, when they're pressed out, we call them cracklings. Of course, they're well done, and they feed them to chickens, and some people buy them. You can buy cracklings on the market today, put up in little packages from some of the big slaughter manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed them to the chickens, and just after they're done, they're mighty nice to eat, and the folks would eat a lot of them.
Yeah, I was just wondering why people didn't eat them.
They did. They mm-hmm. did. And it was quite a full day. In the morning, you would get up to get ready to butcher. Of course, you couldn't fill your kettles at night with water because they would freeze. So they have to be filled in the morning, and you better start to doing that about 3 o'clock in the morning and get your fire going.
Mm.
Then you can get that water hot and boiling by the time it's daylight when they can see to shoot the hog. Because you've got to have that water hot to scalding to get the hair off, you know. And also you've got to put a little lye and a little ashes in your barrel when you put the hog into scalding to get the hair off, and that what they would say would make the hair slip.
Mm.
What it did, it was strong, kind of an acid that would cause the hair to come loose easy, but they say it to make the hair slip. And there's another thing you had to know what you were doing, because if you let that hog in that hot water too long, it would set the hair and you couldn't scrape it off. You'd either have to take a butcher knife and shave it off or peel it.
Dude, this sounds like everything's, you got to get it just enough, but you don't dare go over it.
That's
either.
Right. You got to get just enough, you don't dare go over. And this idea of the old